T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Zucker-Rask has a shutout. 4-0 the score. 4-0 the sweep by his team.
Don't win. What's up, guys?
How could a team play this bad when the Bruins are ready to roll over?
What was it that they did maybe that potentially gave you problems?
Not a whole lot.
The only reason they're in the game is McEnany. Here's the guy, right?
Thank you.
We've earned the right to be where we are and to go to the Stanley Cup Final.
I'm tired of all this winning.
They're winning too much in Boston now. It's gone to their heads.
Suck on it.
Right now.
Go to the sandbox.
Not that I want you to.
Play without me.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Thank God that sucker is over. I mean, it's almost like, you know, when you have a dog for a long period of time and then the dog really gets sick and the dog is really in trouble. Or a horse or something like that. It's time to put them away, right?
Let's just say that the dog is, like, you know, just going crazy, doesn't listen, is pooping all over
the place. No, that's a different story. That's a discipline thing. That's not.
I'm
talking about if the dog just can't do it anymore.
You're talking about a horse dying. No. You got to put it out of its misery.
That were the Hurricanes. Did you enjoy watching the Hurricanes?
No, that was painful. It was almost like one of those things where the game was on, but I'm, like, on my phone. Like, okay, yeah, that's another goal.
I figured last night, at least the Hurricanes would show some freaking life come out in the first period. You know who showed life last night? The Bruins. That was the best all-around game they've played so far in the playoffs. And I don't know.
I forget which one against Columbus. Is it game 5? I forget, but...
Well, it was just good, and it was consistent,
I didn't think they would come out and play game 4 like they did game 3 in the first period, and they didn't.
No, 20 shots was a little too much, but... I thought the Bruins were the aggressive in the first period.
Was actually the one that was good.
He was good.
But I thought it was nice because I felt like I'm watching this game. And again, I felt like the whole series, really, it's a controlled scrimmage, right? We talked about, right? And it was nice for the NHL to schedule this.
You see some people stealing your lines. You see
that?
Yeah,
I did. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who stole it?
Uh-oh, what do you mean?
Matt Kalman.
Uh-oh, oh,
our
really?
Hockey guy. Yeah, he's stealing your takes.
He's listening, so that's nice.
So hockey guy taking lines from another
when
hockey
When I watched this game, I was like, this is beautiful. Like, Cassidy's just playing chess.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, and the other guys are playing checkers.
Yeah, yeah. You got, like,
I've heard that line before,
Chara,
too.
And
Kalman, use that one tomorrow.
He's just, you know, Chara, listen, you don't need to play. Whatever. I mean, we're good. You know, you're hurt a little bit. Well, you're nicked up, took that shot off the ankle. You sit. And guys, in the first period, this is what I want to do. Let's work on our passing. You know, we know we can score. Let's just work on our passing. So rather than take the shot right in front of guys, you know, McElhinney, let's take that extra pass just because later on it's going to help us.
We're going to need it.
Yeah,
These are like positive reps. These are like game situation reps.
Take some penalties. We're working our PK. So it was like an extended practice. Hey,
somebody get a penalty.
So I thought it was nice.
So how did it play into it that the Hurricanes turned the puck over, gave so many giveaways in their own end? How did that
But again,
happen?
They didn't want to score. They just want to work on their practice. And the other thing, too, is I thought it was really classy on the Bruins' part, too, because McElhinney's a free agent, unrestricted at the end of the year. Make him look good for a while.
He did look good last year.
You know what I mean? Make him look good.
Yeah.
Help a brother out.
Yeah, so
the guy's going for a contract. So they were just playing around with them. I mean, ideally, I don't know. I mean, it would have been nice for Carolina to maybe win a game, because maybe they don't have that long of a layoff to do them a favor, but it just they couldn't help it.
So,
at a point where, like, we can't keep working on things.
Eventually, we're
going to have to score. This is too easy, and they knocked them out.
Was this the weirdest? All right, so Todd Gurley was their horn guy or whatever.
Am I missing something?
He's from there.
I don't care if he's from there. He's not associated with there.
Give him credit. He did more last night than he did in the Super Bowl. Give him credit.
That to me was... I don't know. Maybe it's just like, listen, we got to do. Say, listen, we were supposed to do something with Todd Gurley. We haven't done it yet. Okay, all right, we're going to lose this game. Like, Todd Gurley is going to sit there and get the crowd and get the team going.
On the siren, Todd Gurley, Los Angeles Rams,
the team that the Patriots beat in the Super Bowl.
the guy that didn't play at all.
Ah, symbolism.
But just because he's local. Where's Cam Newton?
Why? No, forget about Cam Newton.
He's recuperating, isn't he?
Why can't they find some NASCAR driver? Why can't they find
exactly
like, one of the Dale Earnhardt or Junior, one of those guys, Sterling Martin?
They got this guy instead.
The 2018 AP Offensive Player of the Year.
There you go.
That's a big get.
But why don't they?
How about 30 yards in the Super Bowl?
That's pathetic.
Coach K.
Sure.
Coach K would have been a good
Zion. How about Zion?
Zion.
Hey, big name. Going to
be the number one pick.
Yeah.
Here we go. Your boy.
Yes. Everybody knows who you are.
Todd Gurley.
Yeah, let's get the crowd going.
What are you talking about?
It's random.
What do you think Coach K said? You're down what? 3-0 in the series?
Yeah,
and you want me to come?
Yeah. I don't want to be associated.
No.
Yeah.
I'm out.
They all probably realize.
Well, the problem
is. That's what it is, Glenn. They realize that they weren't going to win and they didn't want to be associated
with the
loss.
Bring a loser in.
So let's bring a loser. Let's bring Todd Gurley.
Well, they used him in that pregame one game, right? They used Coach K.
Just three guys at one time.
Before
the series, they did a commercial with Coach K talking about jerks and him sitting at his desk and everything else. But the problem there is that, you know, you got UNC fans there too, right?
Yeah.
So they boo Coach K? You know what I mean? So it's like interstate rivalry, right? So,
yeah.
But still,
a lot of Bruins fans there last night. You notice that?
Oh, they took over. They took over.
And then they moved right down when people started leaving.
Even in game three, you heard it. With a save, they weren't booing. It was Tuca. You know, you're like, man, there's a lot of Bruins fans down there. I mean, the whole thing was just a glorified scrimmage.
Well, the thing is, in last night's game, because we've been raving about Tuca, and rightfully so, he's been phenomenal, and he's been the main reason. I think we said yesterday he owns 80% of the success pie, but he didn't have to work much last night. This was a game in which the top line was terrific last night. They got plenty of help from depth. They got great help with the defense, even though Chara didn't play. This was a game in which the rest of the team was phenomenal, and Chara had to show. I'd rather Russ try it again.
Hey,
Tuca just had to show up last night. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
He didn't have a lot of work to do. He even admitted it at the end. That was embarrassing.
I think that was my favorite. I don't think he was being arrogant or smartass, or I just think he was just being honest. You know, they were asking him, Ryan, grab it real quick. They were asking him, post-game, he's already out of his, he's still just got his, I guess, his shells on, doesn't have his jersey on. And he's talking about, about how difficult was it? How did they make it tough on you?
What was it that they did maybe that, potentially gave you problems? Because you were fantastic in the first period of the last game. But, what was the problems that they gave you in this series?
Not a whole lot. I thought we defended so well that, there wasn't a whole lot.
Nothing. That's
not
it.
Not a whole lot. No,
that's all you need to
that's
say.
That's all
nothing,
you need.
Nothing, really. I mean,
nothing.
Like, I'm trying to think of something.
I don't
so
know
you
what
don't
to
have
you.
To be.
Not a whole lot. I thought.
No, forget about it. It's just nothing. Even to the point, sometimes I just felt like he wasn't even trying, or he was like, almost like showboating a little bit just because he could.
But, it's they've won seven straight now. Seven straight games. And I don't know. Are we rooting for San Jose to win the next two?
Who's got the worst goalie? That's all I care about.
I want this thing to be over as quickly as it possibly can, because I do not like 11 or 12-day layoff. I mean, you talk about Tuca right now. Let's see if we can find out what was the time off in between in 2013. Blackhawks were a better team than the Bruins, but they had swept Pittsburgh, right, that round before? That was a four-game sweep in the East. And I don't know what the time off was, but you do not want time off. If you're a goaltender right now, he admitted after the game, he is seeing everything. Everything. He's, everything is larger than life for him right now. And you're going to take 11 or 12 days off? You guys tell me, as athletes, don't you kind of lose that? I'm not saying the edge, but for a guy that relies on what he relies on between the pipes, seeing everything, being reactive to everything, It concerns me a little bit.
Well, the Blackhawks won in five. They beat the Kings in five games. So they got done, June 8th. Bruins got done. They swept Pittsburgh. They got done June 7th. So that was nothing. They both got done at the same time. Next thing you know, you got game one of the Stanley Cup Finals, and that's June 12th. So you had five, they had four, three or four.
What did we have as a number the other day? Three teams that have swept their opponent have lost in the very next series?
Yeah, Columbus, lost
they've had
to the Bruins.
All three
Islanders,
have had time off.
Carolina, Carolina.
All three have had time off.
These guys. Do you think that was it with Carolina?
No, I think it was a combination. The Bruins are a better team, but
why Carolina handled the Islanders.
Yeah.
Maybe. They jumped all over them after playing seven against Washington. Carried a lot of momentum in that series. They were coming back down 2-0, down 3-1, right? So all of a sudden now come the Islanders, been sitting there hanging out. Maybe that's why they jumped all over them in the first couple of games. Then they got them back home and it was over.
Christian, don't we see that in all sports? There's one thing you can look at and say, well, Chara might be better now because he's going to get some time off. But your timing, why would you want to stop playing hockey if you're playing the way the Bruins are playing right now?
Well, answer me this then. Out of all the sports, what is the one position where an extended period of time off before a big game would be a bad thing? Give me a position in a sport.
The little quarterback.
Maybe goalie.
Maybe goalie.
Well, no, because yesterday I was like, wow, that's what you need. But maybe everybody else needs it. But I don't know if he needs it. I would say sometimes kickers get into a nice little rhythm, right? And quarterbacks, especially with just how they see things. And again, they're always the most important position. You know, goalie, quarterback. I would even say shooting sometimes.
So Patrick Sharp last night thought the forwards more than the goalie. Not that the goalie time off is a good thing, long time off, but he thought more of the forwards, you know, in the way you connect with your line or whatever. But you can't really duplicate any of this stuff in practice when you're talking 11 or 12 days.
Well, I'll give you Lou's idea that people are stealing is you invite the Hurricanes up to Boston. You put them up in a hotel. Maybe it's like, I mean, maybe treat it like a bowl game.
Yeah, it'd be
like, it's a consolation prize.
It'd be just like the last four. Or you could pull like, you know, a Vikings cruise.
There you go.
Just send the Bruins out for 4 or 5 days and say, you know, if we're going to have 12, let's just get away from it for 4 or 5.
Then we'll come back. I have no problem.
And we'll skate and we'll start this whole thing up again. No, there's no way. It's no perfect scenario. I don't know. And, you know, I'm sure Cassidy and his coaches are trying to, you know, twist themselves into pretzels to try to figure out a way. Like, what should we do? Should we give him a couple of days off, get back into it, give him another day off, then pick up the intensity? You know, it's almost like a first-time Sean McVay Super Bowl appearance. I got 2 weeks. What the hell do I do?
Overthink it.
Hopefully they don't watch too much film like he did. Hopefully they don't overthink it.
I feel good, man.
Well, 7 days is a long time. 11 or 12 is a possibility.
That's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
It really is. You hope San Jose wins tonight. They play, what, Sunday?
Yes.
Hopefully, and that's it. So they'll have, like, you know, 3 days, whatever, but then you could start it maybe sooner.
Don't bet on it. St. Louis is owed something from the league. They're owed something. They're going to get every break in the world.
So you're either looking at a Saturday, Monday, right? Saturday game one, Monday game two, Memorial Day. They want to play Memorial Day game one.
Right. They love playing Memorial Day. NHL plays Memorial Day.
So if you can get this thing done Sunday, I don't know, when's game six? Would that be Tuesday? You could still play Saturday, couldn't you?
You could play Saturday with game one.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I got to look at that. Game six might be Wednesday.
If it goes seven, then you're looking at, the whole idea, we talk about the NBA, and when the NBA gives you 2 or 3 days off in between, we sit here as fans and go, you got to be kidding me. This is ridiculous. You're losing all momentum, right? And imagine what we're going to do here for the next 11 or 12 days, if that's what we end up.
Game six would be Tuesday, the 21st.
And when's game seven scheduled?
You got to wait till Monday?
Game seven is the 23rd.
But I'm just saying, like, Tuesday's game six. So if it's over, you got to wait till Monday?
And does San Jose get the extra day from the league because they're going coast to coast for travel?
Oh, that's the other one.
Screw them.
I'm with Lou.
Jesus Christ. I mean, come on.
Screw them. All right, we're going to get to your phone calls at 617-779-7937. Apparently, there was a little debate as to what happened with Zdeno Chara. We're going to get into that as well. But we get to your phone calls coming up next right here on OMF.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We're back with more Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Suit and tie and put the whole uniform in the skates.
That's what captains do. Yep.
That is. Have you ever seen that before?
Yes. He probably was dressed and ready to go. And as he's walking out, Bruce says, hey, listen.
He said, I've been listening to Wiggy.
I've been listening to Wiggy.
He doesn't think you're ready to go.
You know, I got to agree with him. You've been a little slow here. And it's, you know, you've been getting knocked off the puck and you're turning the puck over, Char. What I'm going to do is I'm going to have to sit you here and I'm going to move Grizzlick up.
Right. He had that right. How'd Pastrnak play last night? How'd that work out?
Been playing pretty good.
That line was excellent. They should have kept them together the entire time. Wiggy was right. But what'll offset that is going to be the fact that they won. So, yes, Wiggy was right, but the Bruins just swept. So, Dale'll be in a good mood.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. First of all, Wiggy wasn't right. Second of all, Wiggy's
is this like a joke thing that Wiggy's he was running with, or do you think he really thinks he's right about everything?
He's putting us on. I mean, right?
Well, I mean,
you're a football player. You speak football. Do you tell me? Is Wiggy putting us on?
I don't speak Wiggy.
Really?
But I don't. But he does have conviction.
Grabbing
doesn't
their hoo has and everything.
He has conviction.
Well, if you're putting people on, you have to have conviction. You have to do it with a straight face. You can't sit there and start giggling in the process. Like,
that's what I do. I feel like that's what I do.
He pissed off Dale though today.
Oh, you think?
Oh my God,
that was one of my favorite segments of all.
He pissed off Dale.
Dale basically puts baby in a corner.
Yeah,
they are a great team. They deserve to be in the Stanley Cup final.
Can I get my apology?
Oh, this guy. Are we kidding me?
Can I please get my apology?
There is no apology.
Come on.
You're not going to get an apology.
Can I get an apology before
for
I leave?
What?
For the Chara being a healthy scratch.
He wasn't a healthy scratch.
I did.
And he wasn't a healthy scratch.
On Wednesday's show when Dale and I went at it.
You know what? You show me that. You play the tape of you calling for he was going to be a healthy scratch.
Grizzlick,
I'll pay you $1,000.
$1,000.
You
put
show
it on the table.
Bet
Joey,
me. And if it
Joey,
doesn't, if it doesn't exist, you pay me $1,000.
I said
put
this,
your money where your big mouth is.
Wait, keep going.
A lot of money flying on that midday show.
No, the good part's coming.
Zdeno Chara will be playing game one of the Stanley Cup Final alongside Charlie McAvoy. If he's not, I'll pay you $1,000.
I'm not going to do that.
If he does, you pay me
$1,000. We've got to lower the bet a little bit.
If I'm wrong, you pay me.
Come on. Dude, take it. You're going to get the money. You're going to get the $100.
No, I want $1,000because he's got no balls.
I mean, come on, Wig.
If you're so sure of yourself, go $1,000.
Bet me $1,000 right now or get the hell out of my studio.
That's it.
That is it. Drop the mic.
That is ownership of your own space. That's right.
Out of my studio.
Hey, if you don't like it, get the hell out of my studio.
Somebody strapped him on today.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
Wiggy,
bet me $1,000 right now or get the hell out of my studio. That's not your show.
I'm waiting on the contract.
Get out of my studio.
He'll give you $1,000. If Charles on the third pair, game one of the cup final, you'll get $1,000, an apology, and I'll do you one better, 4 hours with us on Wednesday.
Ooh.
How do you like that? You can do 4 hours.
I got to talk to the wife like first.
If you like lose, that? You pay me the $1,000. Yes. You don't show up on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Let's get something in it for me now.
That's a win-win for Dale.
Dale loves him in studio. I love Mutt. You were right about Chara. You were right about Pastrnak.
He doesn't know.
Let's get it on.
Pastrnak got moved around as a yo-yo in that Toronto series because they had a good defensive forward line. And he got bounced around, something that Wiggy says doesn't happen in hockey, ever.
Which happens every
single time in hockey.
So Wiggy's putting us on. That's what it is. I mean, a healthy scratch. So he got hit with a puck the other night. In the ankle, right? And he was in a lot of pain. And we know he sucks it up, and he goes back out there, and he plays. And so it's game four. You're up 3-0. You know you're going to win the series. You know you got a long layoff here. Why would you throw him out there when you want to get him 100% healthy because you already know you're going to the Stanley Cup Finals?
Yeah, I don't think they would have rested
him out there.
The rest of the series, if they had dropped game four, he would have been back in the first pairing in game five.
If that were a must-game,
the guy logged 22 minutes.
They would have shot him up.
22 minutes in game three. He played like 7.5 minutes of shorthanded when they were on a power play, penalty kill, and at the end of the game when they pulled the goalie. That's not someone you bounce into the third line.
He's not the same guy he once was.
This is the last night's game was the equivalent of the 16th game of a regular season football game.
knowing that the team that was playing in that game had the first round bye and home field advantage throughout the playoffs.
Carolina was the Buffalo Bills.
Yes, yeah. Carolina was the Buffalo Bills. So, yeah, why wouldn't you play them? They're going to get rusty, and they're going to have 2 weeks off before the next game. Because 3 weeks is just as good. Or even, sorry, is better. You want it. And I would say,
if the series was 2-1, he would not have been sitting.
It'd be different, okay?
No chance.
The fact that they did not need him, and they were so comfortable not playing him, and it was obvious that there was no effect for him not being out
again,
there.
Again, it was...
Shots on goal. Go look at the second period.
But you can get away with it for a game. You can do that.
So
you can sit a game.
Sure. I know,
you can sit a guy down
there.
Other guys will raise up their game.
We all sat there and watched him play and said, Jesus, you know, he's not the same guy. You know, he is getting a little bit slow, and he could use a breather, so he gives him one. That's all. If the series was 2-1, he would not have had that game off.
No.
Not a chance in hell.
No.
And he will be back in the first pair with McAvoy in the first game. We know
can
that.
Is anybody talking about
this? $1,000 on the table.
I'll get in on that. I want some of that.
We'll get in on that. Absolutely.
Maybe we'll fool Wiggy. Let Dale do the $100, and then each one of us will do $100. And if 10 of us do it, maybe Wiggy won't think it's
that
painful.
The whole argument. Remember when it started back? You know, whatever it was, a week ago. I thought both of the guys went a little bit too extreme. Like when Dale called him the best shutdown defenseman in hockey.
A little too much.
I thought that was extreme. You know, but Wiggy said they shouldn't have re-signed him.
2 years ago.
And they shouldn't have brought him back. Like next year, I think he's going to make like $3.5 million. So, but ideally, is he a great second pair defenseman right now? Probably. If he's on the third pair, you're loaded. But probably second pair.
I think he's going to
find somebody. But does Wiggy think you're going to find someone to replace Chara and the first pair defenseman that's going to cost you $3.5 million?
I think he's the fifth or sixth, we can look it up. Fifth, and then somebody's got to get signed. But the fifth highest paid defenseman on the team next year. Is that a bargain? I don't care if he's 52.
Exactly.
That's a bargain. So Wiggy's putting us on, and people don't realize it.
I hope.
Mutt doesn't get it, and none of them get it. None of them figured it out, right? And Dale was getting pissed there.
I don't think
Wiggy's putting it on? You think he's?
I think Wiggy is turning into a Bill Murray from the movie What About Bob?
What else?
You ever seen that movie?
Yes,
What About Bob?
Yes.
Like wherever you go, there he is.
Yeah.
Dale, around the corner.
Dale was so pissed.
Yeah. Sailing.
He was so pissed. He brought Ray Bork on there yesterday to sort of defend the point, right?
First question.
I worry this guy Wiggy, who thinks that Chara should be benched. Shouldn't even be starting. Shouldn't even be playing.
All right. It's a Wiggy Wednesday.
But then he had Buttigieg on today and didn't really, you know, defend him. I don't know if you heard that. So he compared him to one of those big orange cones that you see in the highway, the big tall ones when there's massive construction going on in the middle of the road.
Well, that's why I say it's somewhere.
So he just stands around.
It's somewhere in between. He is still, I still think that he is good. Is he a top pair guy? Ideally, no. You know, is he getting slower? Yes. Is he getting older? Yes. Is he still very important to this team? Extremely. And for the price that you're paying him, is he a good value? Extremely. So I just, it's somewhere in between. You know, ideally, I'd love to see him on the second pair.
I'll tell you what,
but you got to tell me who's moving up, and you can't go sign some free agent because that's going to cost you 9-10 to replace him.
I mean, okay, but that doesn't make any sense then. Ideally, you like to see him on a second pair as long as you got somebody else to replace him on the first line.
And that's going
to
cost you a crap load of money.
And my point is,
that's why he's with
especially with young defensemen, he's the perfect guy.
Existed 5 years ago.
That's why he's with McAvoy, though.
Right.
You know? Because
perfect.
Yeah.
And, you've seen what McAvoy has done, and McAvoy is one that can carry the puck. So he gives you a skill set right now that is a tough one for Char. The argument is stupid. He's 42. He is not the same player he was 5-6 years ago. We get that. He's a Hall of Famer. We get that. But still, at this point, he's pretty damn good. And I'm sorry, Wiggy, if you really believe it, he's going to be on that starting pairing in the first game.
Maybe you get bit by a zombie.
I can guarantee you that. You put $1 million on it. Yeah, maybe if he gets bit by a zombie.
He'll shoot free throws is what he needs to do.
That's his secondary leap.
By the way, if he was a healthy scratch.
I'm going after the teriyaki beef jerky.
And they were embarrassing a captain as a healthy scratch and sending him to the ninth floor or whatever.
Yeah.
He seemed pretty happy when he came out there completely in uniform.
Right through the Zamboni doors.
Right there.
Well, that was for the picture.
That's a weird.
You got to be captain.
So at what point in time during the game did he feel comfortable enough putting his uniform on knowing that he wouldn't have to take it off because they wouldn't lose the game.
I would say 2-0. You're feeling pretty good. You're hanging out.
Yeah, I'm all right.
That's Bergeron okay. makes it 3-0. You're fully
yeah?
dressed.
Okay. All right. Because it would really suck if you had to put it all on. Like, oh, what? Oh, crap. All right. Take it all off now.
Yeah. Christian, do you like the superstition of the Eastern Conference champions not touching the Prince of Wales trophy?
Well, not all. Just Chara.
Nobody touched it this year.
No, not this year, but in the past.
In the past.
Ovechkin took it around and skated around. I think Crosby does every year that they go. He's actually superstitious the other way.
Yeah. No, that exists in football, too. Nobody wants to touch the Lombardi trophy. It's the same thing. I remember it was in our locker room one day.
No,
the Hunt trophy.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, listen, if you're superstitious about the Hunt trophy, but my point is that before the season was over, before the playoffs started, they put the Lombardi trophy in there, like in the locker room, yeah. and nobody
was
wanted to touch it.
Was there a bunch of cash on it?
So scary.
No, that's actually a good idea,
Sean
though.
Payton, this is yours?
Yeah. That didn't work out very well.
Is that Payton? Is that Payton?
That was Payton that did that.
Hockey guys are like baseball
rolls
guys.
Rolls around with a bunch of, like, a cart full of cash. Yeah. And says, this is all the money you guys are going to get if you win the Super Bowl.
But hockey guys are like baseball guys. They're very superstitious. You know, baseball guys are very superstitious.
Are baseball players superstitious about the trophies or about their
routine and stuff like that?
Well, that's the thing. It's like, do you have a game day routine?
Well, I mean, no. My superstition is not having a superstition.
Very okay, good.
So whenever I find myself doing something the same way every single day, I make sure I stop doing it.
Well, I'm just saying, like, so if you had a game day superstition, if you were to play every day, you know, it would be your routine. You call it a superstition, but it's... This is what I got to do every
like,
single
do I
day.
Put my, do I always put my left sock on first before my right sock on? And if one day I accidentally stop thinking and put my right sock on, then I go out and lose, am I going to sit there and go, oh, it must be because I put my right sock on first? Like, is that? Oh, crap.
Yes.
Ooh. Okay.
Yes, I say yes.
You say yes?
Yeah.
What was yours before you hit, like, when you got in the box?
Oh, like once a week. I used to do something different once a week when I knew I was playing. No, it was the same.
Yeah, you didn't play long enough to have a routine.
It's the same. You go to the park the same way, maybe listen to a certain song or two before you get to the park.
When you stepped in the batter's box, same routine. Did you have to touch your head, then your elbow, knees and toes, that
whole thing? On deck was the same routine. When I'm in the hole getting ready to go on deck, same routine. Everything was the same. Pre-game, same routine. Out in the field, at whatever it was, 6:35.
But what did you do? Like, what was your deal when you stepped in the batter's box? What did you do? You don't remember?
No, I mean, I don't know. You dig your foothole in, and then you clean out in front. Then you get a swipe, touch that back. You know, fix your helmet, step back in.
He didn't do as much as his buddy Nomar. Let's put it that way.
But it's all the same. You see Nomar JD every single time. They all do the same stuff.
Yeah.
You ever steal home, Lou?
No.
All right, 617-779-7937. We get to the phone calls and we look ahead here with Tuukka Rask. Remember how good he was in 2013?
I got numbers to prove it.
Do you remember? Okay, we'll get to it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier. Glenn, Lou, and Christian on Sports Radio WEEI.
We ended up having Lou Merlone on from WEI yesterday, and he talked about just that sort of lack of confidence about Tuukka Rask. I like this goalie a lot, but maybe that's there with Boston sports fans. Maybe it's the Blackhawks Stanley Cup final. Is there doubt about Rask's ability to be big in a game like tonight?
Well, I know Lou, and I respect him for having made it into a major league dugout where he spent most of his playing career in the land of spoiled children, which is what Boston sports fans are. Tuukka Rask's career is defined by 17 seconds in Game 6 of the 2013 Stanley Cup Final.
Right.
That's Jack taking a few shots at Lou here.
I don't remember. I don't remember what happened.
Little dagger.
Jack's still bitching. Is he still bitching that the games aren't on Nesson?
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
And I don't blame him for that. He does them all year long, and then he can't do them during the postseason. But that's the gig. You know it. You know it going in. Yep. The big money is with the networks when you get into the playoffs.
And
so let me
The problem is that it's 100% correct. when you walk into the playoffs, the biggest storyline is Tuukka Rask.
It still is.
Because he's the goalie.
And by the way, it's
it
not...
It still is. It will ever be.
It's not over
yet. It'll be next round. It'll forever be.
So let's do this, Lou. I'm going to have you compare in a second Tuukka from now versus 2013. But through three rounds right now, if you look at his numbers, it's better than Tim Thomas in 2011. Through three rounds.
Yes.
The numbers are better than what I think we all believe was as good a goaltending job as we've seen in postseason.
Yes, right? And one that's right.
But they won the cup.
Forever be compared to one that will, you know, unless Tuukka can finish it off, will always sit there and say, wasn't Tim Thomas. No matter how good your goalie is, we'll remember what Tim Thomas did back
correct.
In 2011.
And, of course, in the Stanley Cup Final, he went up against a high-powered scoring machine.
And that's okay? maybe it, too, because, right. I mean, Thomas... I think it was so. It was Montreal in that first round, and then what he did. I think it was it Pittsburgh,
in the Eastern Conference Finals.
No, actually, it was Philly. It was in 2011. It was Montreal.
Oh, they swept Philly, right?
Swept Philly.
Yeah,
and then it was Tampa.
Right,
another high powered offense. Right?
Right,
and then it was Vancouver. So you know you could look at it and say, well, it's Carolina, but Columbus. You can't take anything from Columbus, or I mean, especially Toronto. A lot of skill in Columbus as well. But yeah, it's it'll forever be compared. Forever be compared.
Okay. So
let me give you Tuukka's numbers so far. This playoffs. Because I'm looking at it. So he's 12-5 in 17 games. He's got he's allowed 32 goals, which is a 1.84 goals against, 9.42 save percentage, and two shutouts. So 9.42 save percentage, two shutouts, 32 goals. That's in 17 games. You want to look at Tuukka in 2013 when he couldn't win a cup? Leading up to the cup. He was 12-4. So 16 games. He had given up 30 goals, not 32. But again, there's one more game this year. And the save percentage was 9.43. This year is 9.42. And he had two shutouts as well.
Leading up
to the Stanley Cup. Nearly identical. Arguably a skosh better this year. But nearly identical.
The same thing existed, Christian. We were talking about him in terms of he was the leader in the Conn Smythe MVP race, right? He was the leader
actually,
at that
percentage
point.
A little bit better in 13.
Yes. He was the leader at this point going into the Stanley Cup Final. And again, he faced a good team. I don't think he was bad in that Chicago series, but he wasn't the same.
Tuukka was the reason you were up 2-1 in that series. Remember the first game he lost 4-3, triple overtime.
Right.
Then you beat him 2-1 in overtime. Then you beat him 2-0. And then there was a shootout, right? 6-5 in overtime. Game 5, it was 2-1. They got an empty netter. You know, and then, of course, it's game 6. And it's 17 seconds with 18 minute and a half to go, basically. In 17 seconds, they scored two goals. But at that point, you were up 2-1 as well. He wasn't really awful. Now, I don't remember... Soft goals, big, but I mean, you look at the numbers. He had one bad game.
Game 6, the one he's talking about.
Well, game 6. Yeah. I mean, it was 17 seconds. You're up 2-1 at home.
Okay, so how do we look at Tuukka Rask from 2013? People look at him as a
failure. Can't win a Stanley Cup.
Right. So the Joe Haggerty's of the world and the people that have been critical of Tuukka Rask are basing it on that period. Because if you look at the overall career of Tim Thomas versus Tuukka Rask, who's been the better goaltender? Rask has.
Over the career.
Yes, because first
Tim
of
Thomas
all,
had one run.
He was a late bloomer.
Yes.
Right? And he had that 2011 run, which was phenomenal, and he closed it out. So I throw it out there again because the Tuukka Rask thing is not over yet. So I hate to tell Jack and everybody else, to this point, he's been brilliant. And by the way, for those people that say, and I keep on hearing this, he's playing better than he's ever played in his career, well, Lou just disproved that right there. Go back to 2013 up until that point. He was doing virtually the same thing he's doing now.
But I'm saying, like, people like Jack, you know, the Tuukka defenders will point those things out. And I would agree with them. But that doesn't change the argument of going into the Stanley Cup, who's, if there's one guy, and I think the question to me was, if there's one guy on this Bruins roster going to the postseason that you're concerned, worried, or whatever, the focal point. And I said, it's Tuukka Rask.
Right.
And it still is.
Still is.
As great as he is, it still is. And it always will be. Exactly.
And look at Carolina. I mean, look at their goalies. I mean, basically, neither one of those guys were able to do anything. And you took advantage of them.
But they were good leading up to this last series.
I know, but okay, so they ran out of gas. right? So they cracked. And you can sit there and say that about Toronto and Columbus. Columbus.
See, that's why I think it is shaky when you're talking about goaltenders. And even shakier when we're talking about the possibility of 11 or 12 days off. That is frightening to me. Again, when we're talking about
that would be the longest layoff in NHL.
Oh, I gotta believe so.
Right, it's gotta be so. Right. I can't imagine it being
unless the league took weeks off or whatever because you know a fire took down a an arena or whatever. I have no idea why you would have a longer. That has got to be the longest. It's probably not the longest in the NBA.
They'll still have it wrapped up before the NBA finals start, though.
But I just think it still comes down. The Tuukka story is not over yet. And all of the pressure is still on Tuukka Rask. He's got to close this thing out.
If San Jose takes care of business, he will continue to be the topic. Because don't let Martin Jones outplay him.
Who the Bruins once traded for.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Because a couple of years back, when they acquired Martin Jones, it was like, why are you trading this guy away?
Mm-hmm.
You kept the wrong goaltender.
Yep, that's
could have saved you a lot of money on salary cap. So as great as Tuukka is, and if they win it, he's Conn Smythe. I don't care. Marchand might be the odds-on favorite right now in Vegas, which I don't get, but he'll win the Conn Smythe. But if he loses and Martin Jones turns into what you've seen from Tuukka, and you can't get a puck past Martin Jones, it'll be that they screwed up a couple years ago.
See,
they
should have kept that kid. That's a good one. Martin Jones was traded here. That was part of the Lucic deal, right?
Yep.
And he was traded here on the premise that they were already trading him away.
Well, like
so they weren't
going to
keep
him.
They weren't thinking of keeping him. But you're right. People are going to look at that and say, my God, he was a Bruins property for a short period of time. And at the time, I do remember people saying, why don't they keep Martin Jones? He's a lot cheaper. Rask is making $7 million. Why do you want to pay him? So that's a good point, Lou.
Yeah,
that's an under angle to it.
He was traded to Boston with Colin Miller.
Yep.
And a first-round pick, which was Zboril, for Lucic. Now, then he was traded to San Jose, but he got Sean Corrali and the first-round pick, which was Frederick.
Yeah.
So you got Corrali.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, that's going to be a discussion, and you know it.
But the 12 days doesn't concern anybody? I mean, I know what he's doing right now, and he's been absolutely brilliant, but the 12 days and the history of Tuukka Rask does not concern anybody?
No, I think the layoff is it's a little much, and layoff I'm just trying to figure out. Because there's no way you can replicate like game tempo. You can try and have a spirited practice and, you know, put something on the line, or maybe you bring people in, just try to make the circumstances, you know, more difficult than they really should be.
What do you bring in though?
Here's the thing. Mentally, you know, it doesn't matter. It's not real. So you can try to give him some sort of, you know, I don't know. I don't know what they would do. You're just going to have to figure it out.
No, my thing is, like, don't overthink it. It is what it is.
Yeah.
First period's going to be hard. Right? First period, it's going to be hard. But you got enough veteran leadership, in my mind, on this team to, like, okay, this is, I know we're at home, but, you know, this might have, like, a road feel to it. You know, weather the storm the first 10 or 15 minutes. You remember, like, that Columbus first period? It was, like, 1-0. If it wasn't for Bobrovsky, it should have been 4-0.
Yep.
And you're like, this thing's going to be over in 4.
Yeah.
And then the second period, Columbus went up. You know, and you were like, oh, okay. Now this actually could be a battle. It's going to be a struggle in the first period. It is what it is. And you got to quickly get to that intensity level and just let it just happen. I think they got enough veterans here to realize that, all right, eventually we're going to get there.
Well, I think the other thing would be offensively to go in there and give him a little cushion. Go out there, and if their offense could go get him a goal and get him a cushion, so he's not left with all this, you know, the burden of keeping it 0-0 or keeping them in the game. An offensive goal here and there to start the game would probably do him a lot of favors.
Yeah, Columbus had a 9-game layoff after they had swept Tampa.
Their
Bay.
Last game was the 16th. They didn't play again until the 25th. They still, I think that first game went to overtime, too. So
yeah, these teams have talked about it affecting them. Okay, because you've had teams that we've had three teams sweep other teams, and then the very next series they lose. You can't tell me that that's not a factor in all of this. That I think it's very difficult.
My question is: are they going to admit to it?
Cassidy talked about it last night. He talked about the possibility of a long layoff, and what do you do about it? You say, you know, it is what it is, and we've got veterans in the room, and we got guys that understand it, and we're going to do what we have to do.
I just think people sometimes they make it worse because they try to overthink it.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's whatever you think the intensity you need for this, as this game's about to start, no, it ain't good enough. Like, mentally, it's not good enough. You have to go above and beyond and just be ready for it. And hopefully you withstand that first period. You know, the series is not going to be won or lost. If they lose game one in Boston to San Jose, whoever it is, the series ain't over. It's like, okay, we got to quickly find that intensity. That's going to be tough to do.
All right, let's get to the phone calls. Here's Alex in Scituate on OMF. Hi, Alex.
Hey, guys. I have just two quick points. One, this tomato can conference final that we saw, and the Bruins feeling that they have the liberty to sit Chara for health reasons is solely a symptom of the realignment of the playoff seating. It would have been a lot better for the NHL if the Bruins had the ability to meet Toronto in the conference final. Would have been a much better playoff, but because of the seeding situation, you can see a softer team later in the playoffs. And
I'm with you there. I think that this whole idea of trying to play within the division, does anybody really look at stuff within the division? I don't. Do you guys look at division?
It's to have the rivals, but unfortunately, I got news for you. Tampa's not going anywhere. You're playing Toronto in the first round next year.
Right.
Right? Yeah. I mean, right now, if you had a bet on it, you're playing Toronto again. So it's about rivalries. Now, I would imagine, I don't know, 3 years down the road, 4 years down the road, your division will be weak. You know, maybe you'll have an easier path to the Eastern Conference Finals. But when you do it this way, that's why I still like the 1-8. You know, because that way you're assured that, you know, if the three best teams are in, you know, your division, okay, well, so be it. Maybe you'll meet in the Eastern Conference Finals. But it's all about rivalries. I don't like it. I know why they're doing it, you know, to get some interest. But I'd rather go back to 1-8.
So if you get San Jose, Alex, you're going to get a 2-seed. So you're going to play a legitimate team then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that brings me to my other point, guys, is that, you know, I have an issue with, you know, San Jose's been gifted a couple calls this playoffs. And I just feel like the Bruins have been, you know, they've had a few calls, like four calls go against them. And I just hate that they have to defer to Toronto. That's like the Red Sox deferring to New York. Do you think that there's a bias there with it within Toronto to not give the Bees a call? I know it's a homer point of view or homer take, but
where have they gotten screwed? I mean, when you say Toronto, you're talking about replay. Where have they gotten screwed? They couldn't replay. Well, they wouldn't allow them to replay the puck that hit the net. Where have they gotten screwed?
That the Brust call definitely should. I feel like the goaltender was out of his crease and the defender knocked. There's no way that should have been interference.
That was interference. They got it right. In my opinion, I don't think they screwed that up. I thought it was interference. So the refs on the ice, you're talking about review. You think it was interference? It wasn't. I do. So I don't think anything's been glaring. No, I wouldn't say this bias or anything on replays. They could replay the one off the net. If they replayed that and said, no, never hit the net, then okay, now I'm on board with you. But I don't think they've gotten really anything wrong.
There's not even a Canadian team left in the Final Four right now.
No.
They just hate the Bruins.
No. Six hand pass calls last night. Six. You think there was an emphasis? You think they passed out a note before? Hey, can you read this? This hour being brought to you by Arch Painting. We're back to your phone calls coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.